जाए नहीं कहा था कि ऐसी हो जाए तो यहाँ सुना कृष्ण डकार डकार करके मैया मैया रोनी जी रोने लगी, उपानंद सखी मैया रोने लगी, स्वयं नंद बाबा भी रोने लगे, बलदेव भी रोने लगे। वहां पर एक जिगा का और कृष्ण ने हाथ उठाया भैया भैया रोनी ने रोनी ने ले लिया और रोनी जी लेकर के यशोदा मैया आठ की तरफ थी, अभी रो नहीं पा रही थी, वो एक तरह से बेहोश थी। यशोदा जी के गोदी में देने के साथ ही साथ में एक बात जैसे पहाड़ों में लावा फूटता है ज्वालामुखी, वैसे ही उनका गिरा एकदम फूट उठा और बड़ी जोर से लाला लाला कर करके बेटा बेटा करके बड़ी जोर से सब लोग उनको सांत्वना देने लगे, सब लोग सांत्वना दी से बाबरे जब सब कुछ खान कांते 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 जब एक तो सांत्वना हलो तखन बोलूं ने मैया ये दिगे अल्प भावे ते रन्ना करे छे नंद बाबा को परोसा गया। कृष्ण आज नंद बाबा बदे और इनको कृष्ण को बैठा करके उसको थोड़ा थोड़ा कुछ खिलाया, थोड़ा सा अपने खाया। पहले बोला नंद बाबा बोले जाओ यशोदा को भेज दो वो खिलाएगी हम लोगों को, किंतु यशोदा जी नहीं आए। कृष्ण ने नंद बाबा ने कृष्ण को अपनी मैया को बुला ला तो कृष्ण दौड़े गए और मैया का आंचल पकड़ करके खींचने लगे और उनको किसी प्रकार से खींच करके मैया मना नहीं कर सकी, जबरदस्ती खींच करके ले आए। वहां पर वो यशोदा मैया बैठी, दोनों ने भोजन किया। इसके बाद में रोणी मैया ने कहा कि तुम भी भोजन नहीं कर रहे, नंद बाबा तो भोजन नहीं करेंगे, पहले नहीं पहले ये भोजन कर लेते हैं। इसके बाद सब लोगों ने नंद बाबा के खाने के बाद में घर में गई और उसका जो बचा हुआ था उसे यशोदा मैया ने खाया, रोणी मैया ने सबको खिलाया और फिर वैसे एकदम सब बदल गया। इस प्रकार से एक साथ में कितने प्रकार की लीलाएं कृष्ण ने की, इसमें बहुत से रहस्य छिपे हुए हैं, हम लोग विस्तार से और इसे बताएंगे। आज हम यही पर अपना विचार समाप्त करते हैं, अभी ये व्याख्या करके बताएंगे।
Krishna was bound to the rope. Krishna is the Supreme Lord and the rope is like the spiritual master and the wooden mortar is like the Vaishnava devotees and the Yamal Arjun trees are like the conditioned living entities in this world. If the conditioned living entities somehow get the mercy of the Vaishnavas and through them get the shelter of a spiritual master, only then they can achieve the Supreme Lord Krishna. When the two trees fell, there was a huge tumultuous sound, and Nand Baba at that time was taking bath in Dhammanda Ghat, and when he heard this, he immediately came running towards the home. Mother Yashoda also became very frightened. And when she saw the two trees fallen down, she became very disturbed and was completely, she became like a dead wooden stick. All the other residents of Vrindavan, also of Gokul, when they heard the sound, wherever they were, they started running towards the home of Nand Maharaj. When Nand Baba came and he saw that the two trees have fallen down, and when he came closer, he saw that Krishna was bound to a wooden mortar with the ropes. He became very disturbed that what if Krishna would have died, what would have happened? So he inquired from Krishna's friends and they told him that when these two trees fell down, two beautiful heavenly men came out of them. They did the circumambulated Krishna and performed Stuti Vandana and then left towards the north direction. But Nanda Maharaj ignored this mumbling of the little kids and he took Krishna in his lap. Krishna started crying and when Nanda Baba saw him crying, tears also came in his eyes. He slowly opened the ropes that were binding Krishna. Since Nanda Maharaj was also in the Vatsalya bhav, he was able to open the ropes bound the ropes by which Mother Yashoda had bound Krishna. Nanda Maharaj loves Krishna and Yashoda also loves Krishna, but whose love for Krishna is superior? Certainly Mother Yashoda's. And whose heart was more pained by seeing the two trees fallen? It was certainly Mother Yashoda. Her grief was much more than that of Nanda Maharaj. But still, Nanda Maharaj, since he was in Vatsalya bhav, he was able to open Krishna's robes. Nanda Maharaj had a laddu in his pocket and he took it out and gave it to Krishna, who was sobbing, and then asked Krishna, "Who is the one who bound you?" But Krishna kept crying. Slowly, Nanda Maharaj consoled him, and finally Krishna said that Mother Yashoda bound me like this. When Nanda Maharaj heard this, he became very disturbed, and he said, "Oh, has Yashoda become so hard-hearted?" But since he was not able to punish Yashoda, he decided that he will not talk to her anymore. If someone loves another person and simply stops talking to that person, that is the greatest punishment. Then Nanda Maharaj picked Krishna and put him on his left, picked him with his left hand and Baldev with his right hand, and then took them to Brahmand Ghat, bathed them, and then brought them back to the home. That day, nothing had been cooked. Mother Rohini then made some preparations. Then Maharaj took the kids to the cows and then fed them directly with the milk from the cow's udders. Then he came inside and ate a little prasad and then went to his assembly. Like this, the evening came. It was 5 or 6 o'clock. In the evening, all the ladies of the house gathered together. Nanda Maharaj's elder brother Upanand's wife, who was his sister-in-law, and just like his mother, came along with Mother Rohini and other ladies, and they tried to console Nanda Maharaj and Krishna. They asked Baldev to go and get Krishna, but Krishna refused to come. Then Upanand's wife also went and tried to bring Krishna to Mother Yashoda, but Krishna again refused, and Rohini also, when she went, he refused to come. Mother Rohini asked that with whom would you sleep tonight? For since you have been born, you have been sleeping with Mother Yashoda. With whom would you sleep now? Krishna said, "I will sleep with Baba." He said, "With whom are you going to play?" He said, "I am going to play with thou, but I will not talk to Mother Yashoda anymore." Then Nanda Maharaj said, "At least you can go to Mother Rohini's home." But Krishna refused. He said, "Even she did not help me. I was crying. She saw me tied to the wooden mortar, and even she did not come to help me, so I won't go to her either." Then Mother Rohini described the condition of Mother Yashoda. When Nanda Maharaj heard this, his heart melted, and then he asked Krishna, "Should I beat Mother Yashoda?" Krishna said, no, don't beat her." Then Rohini said, "O Krishna, if Mother Yashoda dies in separation from you, what would happen?" When Krishna heard this, he started crying very much. And Rohini also started crying, Nanda Maharaj, and everyone started crying. Then Krishna went to Mother Yashoda's lap, and slowly Mother Yashoda came out of her She was in a stupor, so she slowly came out of that dream. Then Rohini served some food to Nand Maharaj. He gave some food to Krishna and Baldev to eat, and then asked Krishna to go and get Mother Yashoda, Yashoda also, to the slaves. Krishna went and then pulled Mother Yashoda's anchal, and that's how he brought Mother Yashoda to the room. And after everyone had eaten, Mother Yashoda also ate something. Like this, this beautiful pastime, and along with this, several other pastimes were enacted. And there are so many different moods and rasas in this leela, and we will discuss that tomorrow. Hare Krishna.
We can chant Hari Name, and with this, remembering these pastimes, being in Vrindavan. Actually, not by body if you are not in Vrindavan. By mind, even you can be in Vrindavan. In the guidance of Guru and the Rishi Bhagavan. Then you see that all alerts we go very soon, very soon. Now you are so lucky to the Bhattabhika Maharaj told. You have the associations of Vaishnava, always hearing in Vrindavan, chanting and hearing the sweet pastimes and very powerful pastimes of Krishna. So try to utilize it. Give up all your nonsense things, lust and everything, and try to chant Shuddha Hari Nama and everything. Now, we will go. Just now, in 5 minutes, not more than 5 minutes.